Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you stay focused? Answering this question is perhaps the most important, critical thing you will ever do in your lifetime, period. So I hope it is an absolute priority for you to learn to take back your focus in life, for you to get more distinct and more clear about what your focus really is, and for you to finally decide, you know what, if I don't finally get my focus in check, if I keep wandering around distracted, if I keep looking at every new thing that pops up, if I keep trying every single new opportunity, if I keep saying yes to everything, if I keep listening to everybody's complaints, and if I keep doing whatever they ask me to do, at some point, you'll lose your life. And I don't mean that physically as in harm or death. I mean that one day you'll wake up and say, I don't feel like I've accomplished what's meaningful to me. I don't feel like I'm in a job that I care for. I don't feel like I have connection with my family or my friends. Because at some point, your focus drives everything. It drives your thoughts and your emotions, right? What you focus on is certainly, if you focus on the negative things, you're gonna be negative. If you fail to focus on the things that are important, meaning your priorities, then what happens to your relationships? What happens to the overall quality of your life? Focus is driving everything in your life. You got to get it back. It's not just about being productive. We'll talk about that. It's about experiencing the best quality of life. You hear this new movement called the mindfulness movement, right? About the new popularity of these conversations about presence and meditation and things like myself and my industry have been talking about for decades. Well, you hear about that. That's really just about reining back in control of our focus in a world that's gone mad and crazy and distracted. So how are you going to get your focus back? Well, let me give you some counterintuitive ways to do it. The first thing that I need you to know in order to get your focus back is to realize that you need to make fewer decisions. Fewer decisions. Why? Well, as we know from neuroscience and we know from productivity studies, that the more decisions that we actually make, the more our brain becomes fatigued, right? The more decisions that we make, the more we utilize the glucose that's really fueling our willpower, that's fueling our ability to make more decisions and higher quality decisions. Matter of fact, the more decisions that you tend to make, the less effective you're gonna be over the long term, because you're gonna utilize your ability and your resources and your brain's power, literally your willpower, will go out the window. So you wanna minimize the number of decisions you are making. How do you do that? Well, here's some simple things. One, stop browsing. You know, I know maybe you found me because you were browsing somewhere, and I hope you make me part of your focus on your personal development, that I'm a purposeful part of your life. But I can tell you, overall, browsing completely wipes out your focus and your willpower. Even all these little things you're focusing on are utilizing all your brain's resources. And over a period of time, when you stop browsing and you go back to focusing on something, guess what? You tend not to be able to focus on one thing and get things done. You start multitasking and doing lots of things, but where your work isn't really focused, nothing gets accomplished. So what happens is your brain is fatigued. Guess what happens to your brain fatigued? You find yourself sitting with a bag of potato chips, and what do when you have the remote control? You're just flipping randomly through things. Do you ever notice that? Meaning it's easier to become distracted the more distracted you are. Meaning the more that you aren't focusing on one thing at a time, the more problem you're gonna have later on to complete one thing at a time. And I know that makes sense, but here's this simple solution if you missed it. Stop browsing so much. All those tweets that you're reading, all those news feeds that you're reading, guess what? Every time you look at them, guess what your mind has to do? It has to make a decision, pay attention or not pay attention. And that decision is costing you focal power and resources later on, even if you don't know it.
Now, some people say, well, Brendan, I study neuroscience too. But all those little things I see, those are firing off my dopamine and my vasopressin. I'm getting excited because I'm seeing all these things. My mind feels rewarded by seeing all these things, making all these decisions. And it is true. That's why it's such a frenzy and it becomes so addictive, but it also becomes so fatiguing. And if you're constantly fatiguing your brain by focusing on a million things, you'll never get your focus power back. Does that make sense? So stop making so many decisions by stop browsing things to decide whether or not you should pay attention to them. Just stop browsing. When you do things, do them intentional. If you're looking for something, search for that one thing, find it, you're out. Stop clicking on all the blue links. Stop swiping all the apps and all the pictures. Do the things that are gonna move you forward.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
That leads us to point number two here, which is you must define your mission. You need to have a mission for what you're doing today. You need to have an intention for what your next task is going to be. What happens, most people just kind of show up and they go, okay, well, I guess I'll do some stuff, but they have no intention whatsoever, so they end up doing too many things that mean nothing towards their mission. You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else, getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission. And working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no. Until you reach that mission or until you're significantly on your way, that you have free resources to be able to focus elsewhere. And that's what people do. They take on too many projects because they're not clear about their mission. You're somebody who wants to add value and make a difference in the world. So anytime someone asks you to do something, you're like, yeah, let me help you. But that might not have anything to do with the quality of life or the objective, or the thing that you're trying to achieve, or the service you're really intending to offer, right? And I know how hard it is, because I'm so pulled myself towards causes and towards volunteerism, towards helping so many people. But guess what? If I help everybody in lots of different areas, I might not make my ultimate mission of serving the people I want to serve the most, of making my dreams come true so I can support more people, of running my business so I can support more people. Meaning it's easy to take your eye off the ball if you don't know what the ball is. And people often have never defined their mission. And if you don't have one right now for this day, if you didn't have a drive, a mission, a written down statement about what you were going to accomplish today, a checklist, a goal sheet, a time management tool that you filled out today and you're just showing up today and going, well, I guess I'll see what my inbox tells me to do today. And you just respond to everybody else's desires and everyone else's emails. And you're just always in reaction, always responding to everybody. No proactivity towards a mission that you defined yourself. You'll be lost. You'll find that because you never focused on that one thing or moving towards those several things that were your priority, that you're just lost. Because, and here's another thing, focus goes out the window when we don't have progress, right? If we're not progressing towards something, our focus goes out the window. We just don't pay attention to anything. We don't feel good about ourselves. You want to get more focus in your life? Get more progress. As you progress more, you start to get excited. You start to pay attention to things that are working, that are moving you forward, and you start to find more focus in your life. Last idea. It's so very, very, very simple. And I hope that you will practice it. I hope that you will study it. I hope that you will work it over and over and over and over again. Once you have that mission, your job is to try this just for a little while. I know it's gonna be uncomfortable and you're gonna hate the idea, especially coming from me. And that is, I just want you to say no to everything immediately from now on, always. Now, that goes against the grain of a lot of people say, well, no, life is about saying yes. Well, yeah, a lot of people have said yes to everything and that's why they're miserable. I want you to say no just at first, just so you can check it against your mission. I don't want you to say yes or commit to any projects immediately anymore. That's what people do. I do want you to commit, but just give yourself like a couple hour break or a night, an evening's break. Make the decision the next day, right? If something comes up and you can do it and you're excited about it and someone asks you to do something, I just say no first. It will teach you to say, no, I'm gonna evaluate that first. I'm gonna put some thought to this to see, should I focus on this right now in my life? Yes or no? And build some criteria for yourself. You know, if you think about the time, energy, resources, and effort and sanity that you're gonna have to put into something, well, you should get something more out of it than you put in, right? You should be able to draw, you know, some return on investment or future value out of it, or your own personal development or your improvement to your lifestyle from it. If you're gonna focus on something, make sure it's gonna lead to some kind of result, even if just that result is your true passion, your true love, and your true spirit in it. Otherwise, it's gotta get a no. And what this suggests is that we have to have a greater degree of evaluative time and evaluative criteria in our life if we're ever gonna truly have focus, right? Most people, because they're just saying yes to everything and they never filter something through criteria to say, yes, no, good for me, bad for me, right now, wrong now, because they have no criteria. They have no basis for making the decision. They've said yes to too many things. Their plate has become too full. And now there's too much to focus on, so they're not even moving forward. Your job is to get back to a very simple level of life, to very simple things to focus on, to do, you know, to focus what we call essentialism or simplicity, to just make sure that you're only focusing on one or two major things at a time. And everything else, you're not allowing the distractions to suck you in, so you click all the links or do all the things that someone else says or reply to everybody else, but you're moving your life forward day by day, little by little. Engage in things that you care about, that you love, that you enjoy, saying no to those that you do not, and move towards every single day, moment by moment, day by day, to those things that truly engage you. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.